Daniel Chester French, 1850 to 1931. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Unveiled, 1914. Marble Statue of Seated Figure, by subscription. Daniel Chester French's marble statue of the seated Emerson dominates the library lobby. This piece was sculpted many years after Emerson's death and was unveiled in 1914. Unlike French's 1879 bust from life, it's clearly intended as public art. It doesn't project the intimate feeling of the bust, the sense that the subject is about to speak to the viewer. The seated Emerson is designed to be viewed from a distance. The subject's gaze is not focused on the viewer. He looks thoughtful and kindly and serene, even oracular, but less real, less personal, and less lively than the bust. He's more idealized, more a personification of the transcendental philosopher than the bust is. The statue shows a middle-aged Emerson at the prime of his powers, sitting in a chair wearing his favorite dressing gown. There is a formal symbolism in the pine branches on the side. The pine is a symbol of nature's majesty and mystery in Emerson's writings. French is using the branch to suggest specifics of Emerson's philosophy. The seated Emerson was commissioned by a Concord committee appointed at town meeting in 1896 to erect a memorial statue to Emerson at some suitable public place in town. The committee was not authorized to spend town money, however. All the funds had to be raised through private donation. The fundraising turned out to be a slow process. French didn't really start work on the piece until after 1910. It was unveiled in May of 1914.